Unit 3. Teenage Environmental Activists.
Welcome to today's programme. Today, we'll be talking about young environmental activists who have inspired the world in the last few years. You can never be too young to change the world. With the scientific warning that we only have 12 years to save the planet, these fearless, ambitious, and inspiring young activists have captured global attention through their use of creativity and fierce calls to take climate action now. Whether it is organizing school strikes, talking to politicians, or taking on the world's largest fossil fuel companies, the inspiration from these young people demonstrates that there is hope for a better tomorrow. How are you guys? Thanks for being on the show. I'm looking forward to hearing your stories.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having us. Well, my name is Lidia Balelevuka and I'm from Fiji. I was a teenager when I had to deal with the destruction brought on by Cyclone Winston. This terrifying Category 5 cyclone ravaged the country, leaving thousands homeless and lives lost. For me personally, the devastation of this event made me realize that climate change is about more than just sea level rise. It also intensifies extreme weather events that can wipe homes off the map. At the COP24 Climate Change Conference in Poland, I shared my story about how Cyclone Winston destroyed my mother's village. And more locally, I'm active in implementing and teaching climate-saving projects. My message is simple. We must end fossil fuel use now, because the emissions produced by the companies and countries which are the biggest sources of pollution hit countries like Fiji the hardest. My country might be small, but my ambitions are big.
Thanks, Lydia. I think Marinelle has had some very similar experiences, right?
Yes, definitely. My name is Marinelle Ubaldo and I come from the Philippines. Can you imagine testifying against some of the world's biggest, richest and heaviest carbon polluters? That's what I'm trying to do. As a survivor of Super Typhoon Haiyan, the strongest storm to make landfall in the Philippines, I'm a witness to the world's first human rights investigation into corporate responsibility for climate change. I was a child back then. The storm washed away our house and all our belongings, and it took a great deal of resilience and determination to move on with my life. My former vulnerability has inspired acts of resistance against fossil fuel companies contributing to the climate crisis, and I want these big polluters to listen.
At the New York Climate Week, you received a standing ovation after telling your story of survival. Do you remember your words?
Yes. I do remember the beginning. It was something like, I'm here in front of you, not just as a climate statistic you see in the news, but as a human being, hoping to remind you that we need to value lives again. My story is only one of many, and I'm here to speak on behalf of the vulnerable and the marginalized communities. May our voices be heard.
Wow, that's really inspiring. I totally identify with your point. My name is Sam Hallow, and I'm a student from Australia. When the Prime Minister of our country told us to be less activist, some classmates and I got a piece of cardboard, a black marker, came up with a sassiest sign, skipped school, and marched on the streets. Last November, students across Australia followed in our footsteps and walked out of class to protest the government's inaction on climate change. From being a coal supporter to ignoring signs of a potential oil spill near the Great Australian coastline, there's a lot for Australia to do to improve its environmental profile. I'm proud to say that Australian students, the next generation of voters, are showing how it's done.
Awesome! Well done, Sam. My name's Jamie Margolin, and I'm from the U.S. Well, the movement I'm fronting is called Zero Hour. Like so many others, I was so frustrated by being ignored as a young person in the conversation around climate change in my country. And that's why I started this movement. Initially, just with a group of friends, in order to send a signal to politicians that if they don't take climate action, it is the young generation that will suffer. I'm proud of Zero Hour. It has become an active force in showing what Gen Z mobilization looks like. The youth climate march we'd organized took place in the National Mall in Washington, D.C., and despite the rainy conditions, thousands of young people came out with their signs calling for protection of the climate. For me, our generation's survival is on the line, and there is no holding back. Not for me.
So many wonderful examples of how young people are mobilizing to fight climate change. Thank you all for being with us today and sharing your inspiring stories. Keep up the good work.